Welcome to the Dr. Wyatt Show, where developing a long-lasting, happy relationship is the status symbol to achieve, and following my tools is one path to help get you there. I'm your host, Dr. Wyatt Fisher, a licensed psychologist specializing in couples counseling. Be sure to call me and leave a voicemail 24/7 at 303-578-0618 with your marriage questions. Then I'll respond back to it on the next Tuesday episode. Also, be sure to follow me on social at Dr. Wyatt Fisher. And if you want to improve your communication, be sure to be using my app, Keep the Glow, KTG. You can download it wherever you get your apps. How would it feel to have an entire day devoted to your marriage, an entire day to improve your communication, an entire day to build up your skills and tools for a better relationship? Well, now is your chance. Attend my Total Marriage Refresh Conference live in Dallas, Texas, April 27th, or live in Honolulu, Hawaii, May 30th. This day is for you and your partner to reconnect and rekindle. I am going to be there the entire time to help you through, to get you unstuck, to get you moving forward, to support you in your journey to develop a better, healthier marriage. Don't miss it. Go to the show notes, click the link, enroll, and I hope to see you there. So today I'm talking about, what if I'm not attracted to my partner anymore? This is a big deal, and I see this happening with a lot of couples where one partner is no longer attracted to their spouse. What do you do in those situations? Can it be fixed? Can it be changed? Do you just have to accept things? We're going to address that and many other points on this topic in this episode today, because I'm seeing it more and more with couples I work with. My wife and I have experienced it in our own marriage. I'm going to share a story about that later in the episode. So let's dig in. So the first point is that attraction is biology. You can't change what you're attracted to. Think about cars for a second. If you like cars, I love cars. If you're thinking about cars and a car goes down the road, think about which car you're attracted to because of how it looks versus which cars go down the road and you're not attracted to it, and you can't help it. It's involuntary because it's just how you're wired. Certain cars grab your attention, other cars don't. And so imagine the cars you're not attracted to. Imagine forcing yourself to be attracted to them. It's really hard because it's involuntary. It's biological. It's something that we can't help, is what we're attracted to versus what we're not attracted to. Another example is clothing. Imagine looking at someone wearing a certain clothing outfit that you don't find very, very appealing. You don't find it very attractive, the clothing outfit, compared to an outfit that you find really attractive. You're like, wow, that looks nice. Now imagine trying to force yourself to be as attracted to the outfit that you don't find very appealing. It's going to be very difficult to do that because, again, it's involuntary. It's instinctive. It's reflexive. You can't change it because it's just automatic. I was watching the Discovery program one time and it showed this bird during mating season, and this bird was very homely. It was not an attractive bird. It didn't have all the colorful feathers like the other birds. It didn't have anything to wow, you know, potential mates. And so what this bird would do is create a really attractive nest, like bigger and better than any of the other birds. And so that nest that was really elaborate and amazing is what made that bird attractive. And that bird somehow knew to make this nest because it knew that I need mates to be attracted to me to get a partner. And if I don't do something, no one's gonna be attracted to me. So even in the animal world, often mates mate because of attraction. It's just something wired into us. We can't help it. So that's an important point to remember, is that attraction is biological. It's just built in. It's hardwired. It's nothing we can do to change it. Therefore, we're not doing it to be mean. We're not feeling unattracted to our partner because we're being rude. It's involuntary. We can't help it. Number two, it's not personal. And so if you're on the receiving end, and your partner is saying, I'm not very attracted to you any longer, it's very easy to get your feelings hurt. And it's easy to think, well, if you loved me, wouldn't you love how I look? That's unrealistic. Yes, your partner can love you no matter what, But it doesn't mean they're going to be attracted to you no matter what, because of everything I just covered, because it's involuntary, because it's biological. But so many people get their feelings hurt when they hear their partner say, "I'm just not very physically attracted to you any longer." It feels like an insult. It feels like a personal attack, but it's not. They're trying to just share how they're feeling. It's biology. They can't help it. So even though it's easy to get your feelings hurt, it's one of the worst things you can do, because now it's all about you. Now you're feeling hurt. You're feeling rejected. You're feeling not wanted. Your partner still loves you. They still care about you. They're trying to share how they're feeling because they're struggling in the marriage or in the relationship because they're not feeling that attraction any longer. So if you get upset when you get that feedback and you get your feelings hurt, it's okay to have your emotions and to have that experience, but don't stay in that space, because then you're missing the point. The point is that your partner is trying to improve their marriage with you, and they're trying to communicate how they're struggling because they're not feeling the attraction. So the worst thing you can do is make it about you, how now you're not wanted and how you're not loved and how now you're feeling rejected. And again, it's okay to feel your feelings, but don't stay in that space, because your partner is not trying to make it personal about you. So make sure you don't make it personal about you either. And again, one of the ways to help make sure you don't make it personal is remind yourself, this is biological. My partner cannot help it. They are not intentionally trying to hurt my feelings. It's automatic. It's hardwired. So just remember, it's not personal. Number three, the more your body changes from when you're dating, the more likely your partner is going to not feel attracted to you. And I've seen this go in two different directions, and I've seen it for both genders. Most of the time, your partner will gain weight. And the more weight they gain, the less attracted you feel. Other times, your partner loses weight and they get too thin. And the more weight they lose, the more unattracted you feel. But it's interesting to think about, how did you look when you were dating? How much did you weigh? What was your body type like? The more you move away from that, the more you're going to make your partner struggle being attracted to you, because in the beginning, they were attracted to you. That's why they were interested in you. That's what drew them to you. So that's a great thing to keep in mind. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to be this 18-year-old perfect body for the rest of your life. It doesn't mean that, because there needs to be some grace for all of us, because bodies do change. We get older. Our bodies change. Our metabolism slows down. We have babies. All sorts of things happen. However, it is important to remember, the more your body changes from how you looked when you were first dating, the more likely your partner is going to struggle being attracted to you, because you don't look like you did when they were first attracted to you when you were first dating. So how much has your body changed from when you were dating? It's a great question for all of us, because the more your body changes, the harder it is for your partner to be attracted. And weight is the common one. That's the most common. You hear it a lot, and I see it with the couples I work with in my practice. And I've heard it both directions. I've heard a lot of men say, "My wife has gained so much weight. I'm just not attracted to her anymore." And I've heard women say the same thing. "My husband has gained so much weight. I'm just not attracted to him anymore." It's biology. It's inevitable. It's hardwired. And the reason they're saying that is because when we were dating, they didn't look this way. When we were dating, they were more fit. When we were dating, they were more trim. And now they've gained a lot of weight through the years, and more, I'm just not attracted to them. I'm not a mean person. I'm not being hateful. I'm not being hurtful. I'm just saying what I'm feeling. I'm struggling being attracted because their body has changed so much from when we first started dating. Number four is focus on the areas you're still attracted to. So now I'm going to talk to those of you who are struggling in attraction in your marriage or in your relationship. If that's you, try not to over-focus on what you're not attracted to. Sometimes it can become an obsession. You notice your body's, your partner's body has changed, and you start to hyper-focus on those areas you're not attracted to. Maybe they have a belly. Maybe their rear end has gotten larger. Maybe their thighs have gotten thicker and you hyper-focus on it. Maybe their arms have gotten rounder and that's all you focus on. That's all you think about. That's all you look at when you're around your partner. Don't do that. Don't over-focus on the part you're unattracted to. Instead, intentionally think about what you are still attracted to. Maybe you still love their smile and it's attractive. Maybe you still love their hair because it's attractive. Maybe you still love their shoulders or their hands or their calves. Try to focus on what are you still attracted to? Maybe it's their personality. They still have an amazing sense of humor or they're still really thoughtful. Try to focus on what is still attractive in your partner. Because while that won't erase the areas you're not attracted to, it will help balance it out. Because that's what happens. A lot of people, they get hyper-focused on what they're not attracted to, and that's all they think about. That's all they focus on. So if that's you and you're struggling being attracted to your partner, intentionally start thinking about, what am I still attracted to? What features in my spouse do I still find appealing? Intentionally meditate on that because it's not going to come natural. You have to intentionally think about that. Now I'm going to talk to the partners who have gained the weight, or you're maybe too thin, but you're the one that your partner is saying to you, I'm not attracted to you like I once was. Okay, I'm going to speak to you now. And this point for number five is make changes. Take it serious. Try to get over your feelings getting hurt because it's not personal, it's biological, and do something about it. If your partner is making comments that you've gained too much weight, what are you going to do about it? You can either get upset and tell them that they should just love you no matter what and they should be attracted to you no matter what, or you can do something about it. You can honor their need to feel physically attracted to you. Maybe your eating habits have gotten out of hand through the years. Maybe you need to focus more on, what am I eating? How much am I eating? Why am I eating? Am I stopping when I'm full? Am I eating only when I'm hungry? Maybe I need to increase my activity. Maybe through the years I've become sedentary. I sit behind a computer all day long. Maybe I surf the internet too much. I watch Netflix a little too often. Maybe I've become a couch potato. There's a reason you've gained a lot of weight through the years. And so maybe this is a wake-up call. And it's not just to become more attractive. It's also for your personal health. Because if you've gained weight through the years, you're putting yourself at higher risk for illness and disease. You're at higher risk to develop diabetes. You're at higher risk to develop heart disease. So try to think about it for your own interests as well. And you probably don't feel very good about how you look. If you've gained a lot of weight through the years, you may have some body image issues that have started to emerge. So you also want to do it for yourself for that reason. The healthier you get, the better you're going to feel about yourself. So focus on making some changes so that you feel better about you, your health will improve, and you're helping your partner become more attracted to you again. So my wife and I went through this. A couple years ago, I had gained some weight, not a huge amount, but enough to where I was starting to have some love handles on my sides, believe it or not. And my wife was starting to make comments and she was saying, wow, you have some love handles on your sides. And I don't see that six pack anymore. I miss the six pack. That's what she used to say. And at the time, I remember initially feeling like, well, it is what it is. I'm getting older. And I even said to her, well, I probably won't ever have a six pack again. And I kind of dismissed her comments. And thankfully, right around that time, I went to my annual physical and I learned that my blood sugar was a little high. And one of the things my provider said to me was, you need to lose some of your belly fat because belly fat, the more you have of it, it increases your blood sugar. And so that was a wake-up call for me. And again, I wasn't severely obese, but I had gained some belly fat. I had some love handles. And so I doubled down on, what am I eating? How healthy am I eating? Turns out I was eating a lot of starch. I was eating a lot of carbohydrates, and all that stuff can increase fat. And I'd been exercising, but I'd gotten a little sloppy with how often I was going to the gym. So I doubled down. I was like, instead of going once or twice to the gym a week, I'm going to start going 5 days a week. So I really took it serious, and I did it for two reasons. I did it for my health, because I wanted to lower my blood sugar, and I did it for my wife, because she was starting to make comments of how she missed my six pack. So that's been about several years ago now, and I can happily report that my six pack is back. I have it. I've lost all the belly fat. I've been consistent going to the gym. I've really changed my eating habits. And now my wife is making comments of, whoa, the six pack is back. So it's never too late. It's never too late for you to start making some health changes. Maybe you need to work with a health coach. Maybe you need a trainer for that accountability. Maybe you need to sign up for a race to keep you motivated, whatever it takes. Maybe you need to join an exercise class so you have some community. But take it serious. If your partner is saying they're struggling in their attraction to you, do something about it. So those are five steps if you're not attracted to your partner anymore to consider. Number one, it's biology. It's hardwired. You can't help it. Number two, it's not personal. So try not to take it personal. Number three, the more your body changes from when you were dating, the harder it's going to be for your partner to stay attracted to you. Number four, focus on the areas where you're still attracted to your partner. Number five, if you're the one who's gained the weight, make changes for yourself and for your partner. Thank you for listening to the Dr. Wyatt Show. If you're watching this on YouTube, be sure to leave a comment. If you're listening to this on my podcast, be sure to leave a review. To get my free 7-day challenge for better conflict resolution, click the link in the show notes or in the description, and you can sign up now. And remember, your marriage is alive. If you care for it and nurture it, it will grow. If you deprive it and neglect it, it will wilt and die. The choice is up to you. Take care.